Welcome to the Knit More Girls podcast, a multi-generational knitting production. This is episode 628 and is sponsored by Knit Companion, Erin Lane Bags, Infinite Twist, and Oink Pigments. This week's segments include On the Needles,
In Stitches,
Events,
Mother Knows Best,
When Knitting Attacks,
Training,
Knit in Space,
Straw into Gold,
and so on. Grab your knitting, pull up a chair, and start your row.
Welcome, welcome. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome to the show. And if you are a returning listener, thank you very much for coming back. My name is Jasmine, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
My name is Genevieve, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
My name is Gigi, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
Alrighty. Genevieve, dearest, how are you doing this week?
Pretty good. I'm still going to school. I'm kind of sad I only have 7 days left.
Seven school days,
and now it's six since it's already Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And school's already over.
It's okay. School will start again in 5 seconds.
No, it won't. So, how are you doing this week, Ramsey?
I'm fine. How are you?
Pretty good, Mom.
I am really excited. Our area has come down to a yellow...
Alert
rating.
So it's not purple anymore?
No, yellow is very far from purple. We're still wearing masks around people we don't know. And the kids are wearing masks, not my children, obviously, around...
We still wear masks. Not,
you and Rex aren't wearing masks together, but anytime we go out, the kids are fully masked. So... The world is starting, our little world is starting to open up again, and that feels really good. So,
I was reading Facebook and somebody said they didn't get a single cold this whole year.
Same. It's really nice to know how we can keep ourselves protected during cold and flu season as well, because. All right, so let's get into the knitting. Mother dearest.
Lovey.
What have you been working on this week?
Well, I finished the socks out of ancient panda silk.
It is so old that you can't find it anywhere on the internet.
It also feels amazing.
How does it feel amazing?
Well, it feels like silk plus yarn plus some fresh wool mixed together. It is indescribable. You have to feel it for yourself to understand.
It's really comfortable to wear silk socks. I really like the feeling. I wasn't going to knit any more socks for myself. But if I find panda silk in my stuff...
I might have some in my stash.
You know?
Quite
then
possibly.
Could you make socks for me?
How about I would just make sweaters and you can ask Ramsay for socks? All right. Well, if you want them from me, it'll be a little while.
Okay.
All right. So did you finish the panda silk socks?
They're finished, but they're not finished.
Got it. So, are you going to start photographing your stuff?
You should.
I'm okay with photographing. I'm usually really good with photographing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not good with putting my photographs on the internet.
I can do that for you if you want.
Or you can help her. We can teach a Gramsy to fish.
Yeah.
We can take her fishing. All right. Okay. Do you have any knitting you worked on this week?
Very little. I am very proud of how much I worked on my hat, though.
Yeah.
So I worked on my hat. I think I did maybe 5 or 6 rows. I'm so happy.
That's a lot.
I know. I've been so determined to finish it.
Mm-hmm.
You also need to get me some labels.
Yeah, Genevieve was telling me this morning while we were walking to school that she needs her own custom signature labels.
That says, made by Genevieve.
That's an excellent idea.
So I worked on my hat.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked on my weaving. That's it.
All right. Well, you've been busy this week with school. Don't worry. You'll get plenty of knitting done this next week and during the summer.
What have you been working on?
I finished the worsted sock arms cardigan that I've been working on in Knit Circus Yarns Rigmaster in We Scare Because We Care with the Monstropolis gradient on the sleeves. Except for the zipper facings and the collar and hood. I need to block the body so that I can do the steek. So I can sew the steek and then cut the steek, pick up the facings for the zipper, knit the zipper facings. I attach the zipper, and do either a collar or a hood, though I'm leaning towards a hood because I have so much of the gradient left that I could do a really lovely hood on it as well. I just feel like hoodies, knit hoodies are kind of the thing for me. And I might add pockets because I really like pockets on my sweaters. The reason I like them is because when my hands, not for carrying stuff, though that's a great use for pockets.
When your hands get cold, you can just slip them inside and then be like, that's something I'm dealt with.
Yeah, it's that's true.
Better than looking for gloves or mittens.
Which is true. But I have a new cardigan that I photographed this week that has pockets. And it was so, this feels like a very obvious thing. Like, have you heard of pockets? They're amazing. You know what I mean? But it was really nice, and they're roomy pockets. Like, they can comfortably fit an enormous iPhone.
Oh. Yeah.
I was listening to fashion podcasts, and they were talking about ladies' clothing a gazillion years ago, and the dresses that you wore with hoop skirts or panniers or whatever. Mm-hmm. Didn't have pockets, inseam pockets or pockets or anything. Mm-hmm. So what the ladies did, they had pockets that they tied around their waist.
Oh, cool.
So like an old school belt bag, but under the skirt.
Under the skirt.
Yeah.
And walking around in stretch pants?
Leggings, whatever.
Leggings, yes. That didn't have pockets, I was very tempted to sew myself
pockets. A belt bag, yeah. Well, and pockets are, I have so many lovely spring dresses I bought, and they're fast fashion-y.
Some of them have pockets,
but most of them do not. And there was a tutorial that Threads magazine put out a few years ago about how to add pockets after the fact, and they had different styles of pockets for different places, and they told you, like, this pocket is for this. I love a good formula where they're like, if these two things, if your dress has side seams and is this style, you can use this shape of pocket. And here's a template, which is formulas and templates are my love language.
Yeah.
That seems very nice.
Right?
My A-line skirt doesn't have pockets.
Mm-hmm.
And I love my A-line skirt that I sewed myself.
Mm-hmm. I don't see pockets going anywhere on that comfortably because it's kind of
form-fitting. It doesn't. There is no room to put a pocket.
No.
Very sad.
Yeah. It's otherwise a very nice skirt.
I'm thinking maybe I have to think about how I could
add a pocket.
My phone.
Well, if you take the leggings as inspiration. They have, I don't know if you've noticed this.
Yes.
I'm so glad this is an audio podcast because you're not watching me turn the hem of my, like, because we have a brand of leggings we like to get because they have pockets on your
thighs,
on your outer thighs. Saddlebags for your saddlebags, if you will. That's nice. They're really good, but these ones are, they're in the back, but there's a little pouch on the other ones that's for like a house key.
Huh.
And these ones have it across the back, so you could put your phone above your bottom. I'll show you later, because I'm sitting on my bottom right now. But my bottom is currently in use.
Okay.
Pardon me. But I think that's a great start, because if you take something like leggings and the way they're built, depending on how much pocket you need, you can do that, or you can just wear a belt bag and call it a day, because they have
cute
ones.
They're not called belt bags. They're pockets on a waist.
Yes, or that. Or you could, I mean, they're fashionable again, or stylish, or whatever.
Are they?
People are wearing them.
I heard that.
Are they out again?
The belt bags that we used to wear that hang kind of low slung.
Uh-huh.
Either on your tummy or
on the back.
There's a picture of The Rock
with his belt
rocking
bag,
rocking that look with a belt bag. Yes,
listen, if the Rock can do it, anybody so can. Right? But there's cute belt bags, too. I have the ones that look like little leaves. It's like a fairy belt bag.
Huh.
It's nice and roomy. Can carry all kinds of treasures.
All I need is for my phone to stick with me.
All right. So, besides pockets, mm-hmm. needing to be on everything, because yes. we really do need them on everything. What else have you been working on?
With my silk socks done, I had officially nothing that I wanted to work on. And the books, the socks out of our book.
Mm-hmm. Which socks out of our book? Operation Sockjar?
Yes.
One of them?
One of the pairs?
It needs more bandwidth than I have.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking maybe I would like to knit a blanket where I just go knit.
Nice, because you need something where you're like, I want to knit, but I don't.
Want to think about it?
Yeah, and you can actually do that with, like, long projects like hats or stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or a blanket, maybe.
Or a spinning wheel and some wool.
A part of a sweater.
That's true.
All you have to do is occasionally pick up the stitch marker and move it.
Scoot it over? Yeah, you're right.
So, the Operation Sock Drawer socks mm-hmm. are too involved and too much attention required. So, I got a gift of a
Yarn of the Month Club.
Yarn of the Month Club from Oink.
Mm-hmm.
And so I cast on.
The yarn is from Oink Pigments. The gift was from us.
Yes. Thank you. So I cast on 3 pairs of socks
mm-hmm.
because I needed something that I can just knit on and not pay a whole lot of attention. So one is called Siren Skull, and that's purple and teal.
Mm-hmm.
And one is Woolly Bully, which is green, brown, and white, and it kind of knits up like camouflage, but very ladylike, delicate camouflage.
That's a delicate camouflage.
Meadow, maybe?
There's different camouflage for different environments.
Yes.
It's garden party camouflage.
Okay, and then there's Woolly Bully. No, I just said that. There yes. is Live, Love, Laugh, Lava, which it's orange tones and gray. And I cast all 3 on in Vanilla is the New Black pattern. And I'm making progress. So one has all the heel increases done.
Mm-hmm.
One is just the heel increases starting, and one is just on the cuff.
Great.
So 3 socks.
It sounds parallel. Like you're getting your sock energy back.
Mm.
Because there's nothing else going on, so yeah.
There's also something else you could do. You could just cast on a pair of regular socks and just do that. Because I do that with hats, and it's...
What are regular socks, Lovey?
Like vanilla socks?
Just
or do you mean like some socks. Really long tube socks for somebody with long legs?
Why, thank you. But, I mean, you don't exactly need a pattern for socks. You could just make socks.
Off the pattern from her brain?
Yes.
Well, the thing is, I don't think I have any more room for socks.
No.
No, she means like in her drawer for herself.
I know. It's still awful, though.
It feels awful, but Gramsci might like giving them away.
Well, so I thought these new socks I might give away.
Mm-hmm.
Not the silk lovely. Socks. So.
No, those are all yours.
No. You can't get those.
So, and that is all of my knitting. What are you guys still working on?
Well, I cast on the Theano test knit for Subito Farms, and I'm using their yarn. It's listed as a DK weight, like a light DK weight, which this is an interesting one because I'm following the gauge for the pattern, which is 6.8 stitches per inch, which is a fingering weight. How gauge. How does one
calculate that?
6.8.
Yeah.
You take 4 and divide it. And that's how you end up with 6. Basically, it's 6¾ stitches per inch. Okay. Is how I calculated it.
Okay.
I figure 0.05 of a stitch is...
I'm sorry. My eyes are rolling in my head.
Yeah. It's okay.
Okay.
So...
Go on.
So I did that, and I ended up having to do 3-gauge swatches for this sweater because with the needle size given, I was getting 5 stitches per inch, and then I dropped down to a 2, and then I was getting 5.5 stitches per inch. And in order to get the 6.8, or in my case, 6.75-ish, I had to drop down to a 0. And I was looking at the fabric, and because this is a test knit and not something that I'm doing for myself. Mm-hmm. Well, I am doing it for myself, but because it's a test knit, I'm doing the gauge. They suggested instead of just reworking the math a little bit for the 5.5 stitch gauge, but it has the most beautiful hand. It's their yarn, and I believe it's milled locally to them. I know it's all done locally and in the States and all that stuff, but... It's really beautiful. The colors are really rich, and the yarn has a really good hand. And at 6.8 stitches per inch, it actually will be a really lovely 3-season sweater.
Is that a California mill?
No. So I follow the Maryland Sheep and Wool page on Facebook, and they were a vendor at Virtual Maryland Sheep and Wool or whatever. And I have a hard time with virtual shows, I'll be honest with you. Not... the idea of them, but the actually participating in them, because trying to be on my tablet or on my computer just doesn't work. Yeah. I've got too many things.
I had thought I would like to go to Stitches.
Virtual. Well, you still can. I think there's like one a month of virtual Stitches every month.
Yeah. And somehow it didn't work. I totally missed it.
I feel like if I was doing it, you would do it too, because it wouldn't feel...
like I'm doing it all by myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So regardless of that, they had a picture of their booth, or their virtual booth, I mm-hmm. guess, on Facebook. And the Theanos sweater, pardon the knocking, that's Genevieve making tea, I believe. But they had the Theanos in the middle of the booth. And the sample sweater is marigold yellow with these tiny little... circles that get bigger as you go. It's very geometric and understated and edgy and cool, and the sample screamed to me. And I just was like, you know what? I'll just buy the kit for that sweater. Exactly as is.
Love at first sight?
Yes, exactly. And then I did some clicking because it wasn't like very straightforward. So I went to the website. It wasn't on the website. And so I contacted them. And then it turns out it's a test knit.
Huh.
And I was like, well, I guess I could test knit because I just finished one and my next one doesn't start up for another month. So, and I am in that empty spot of not having a test knit right now on my needles, which is fine. So I said, yeah, sure. And then my gauge is on zeros. And so I contacted the designer last night to say, I don't think I can knock out a sweater on zeros in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That's a stretch for me.
Mm-hmm.
Which felt... really terrible, but I'm late to the game anyway because the other test knitters have had a little bit more time. So the designer extended it out another month, and I'm making good progress on the color work and the yoke. I'll show it to you when we get back. I posted it on Instagram and Facebook yesterday on the Knitmore account.
Size 0 needles?
Size 0 needles.
And what gauge?
6.8 stitches per inch.
6.8 stitches per inch isn't bad at all.
No, it'll be very wearable. This Genevieve might inherit this sweater someday.
Because what color is it?
It's marigold yellow gray, with charcoal gray and white accents. And I washed the yarn. It came to me in, I think, 2 days. And I washed the yarn, and then I wound to swatch, and then I had to swatch again, and then I had to swatch again. And once the third swatch was done, I had to find enough time to do a provisional cast on. But I actually did it differently, which I'm going to put in my project page because I was smarter than the pattern. And this is one of those things where it's not actually a real issue.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to do a provisional cast on and wrestle with picking up teeny tiny little stitches, because my eyes don't like picking up teeny tiny stitches and teeny tiny yarn on teeny tiny needles. They like bigger at the moment, even with reading glasses.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do a Judy's Magic cast on over a second needle. And it's a little fiddly, I will admit, but much less fiddly than the alternative, which is having your ball size, human head-sized ball of Aunt Lydia's crochet cotton and stringing it through and trying to pick up teeny little stitches on a size zero needle.
That doesn't sound like something I would enjoy.
No, so I did a provisional cast on, but the thing about a provisional cast on for me is I have to start the project. I can't do a provisional cast on and then put it down.
No.
Like, you have to do a couple of rounds or mm-hmm. rows on it so that it doesn't all just turn into noodles.
Yeah.
So I did that, and then I started ripping through the body. And this is a really, really fun knit so far. I might do one in different colors at a different gauge. I think this would be stellar in a gradient, which I have a couple of in slightly more reasonable gauges.
Okay.
And I say reasonable in that this is not unreasonable. Obviously, it's totally manageable. I'm obviously doing it. But when I looked at the timeline, like, my deadline is next Tuesday, I think? Wednesday?
How much of it have you done yet?
I'm about halfway through the yoke.
Halfway through the yoke, and it's top down?
Top down. I mean, if I really stretched, I could do it, but the whole purpose of this is not to stress me out. I'm enjoying mm-hmm. this, and she extended the deadline anyway, so I'm not really... Six Good. Weeks, totally manageable.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to wear it. Working on it, the color is making me so happy, and the pattern is making me happy because the little circles, as they get bigger, I cannot tell you why this is so delightful, but it is. Mm. I just love it. I just love it.
That's what knitting should be.
I've also gone full Gigi Knitmore and Gigi Gay Glaspie on yellow. Do you remember when everything you knit was red?
Yes.
It was a few years. If you haven't been listening since the very first episode, my mother used to knit in colors, specifically red. That was her colors.
One year I went shopping at Stitches mm-hmm. and I came back to the store, and because everybody had been teasing me that I only work with red, I say this year I didn't buy red. I bought Merlot and Burgundy Ooh. And Rosé and Pinot Grigio.
Syrah.
Yes.
Petite Syrah.
So.
It's a mini skein that's red. Petite Syrah.
Oh, excellent. So, yeah. And somebody asked me if I had finished the project, and I said,
why?
What project was it? And they said something red. I said, yeah, that's
probably
that's all I do. Which one? So
I've decided to lean into my love of yellow, because I was looking at the sweater curio cabinet
mm-hmm.
and I divided the sweaters up by color.
Yeah.
So that when I'm looking for a red sweater, I can find one, or whatever
a
color,
blue
right?
sweater or purple sweater.
I have so many green and blue sweaters and mm-hmm. red sweaters.
So you need a bunch of
yellow
sweaters.
I have like three
now.
Yellow sweaters. I do. So
you need more. You need like an entire shelf, because that's you. A shelf, mother. And maybe two, because that's you.
That's right, daughter.
So all I want to wear right now is grays.
Mm-hmm.
And anything I do that is in a gray tone gets worn a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, good idea.
I'm hoping to... Remember how I was talking about when you wear a black cardigan? This was years ago as well. So if you've been listening for a long time, sorry for repeating. If you wear a black cardigan, you can wear the same, literally the same one black cardigan to work every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And no one will say anything. But if you happen to wear a lime green cardigan or an acid green cardigan, like I did twice in 1 week, everyone comments. I'm hoping to camouflage my yellow sweaters in other yellow sweaters. So that's my genius plan. And right now I'm working in a couple of colors, but my plan is to always have at least one yellow sweater on the needles, which I think is manageable, right?
That sounds like a good plan. Talking about sweaters on the needles, do you have anything else on the needles?
Thank you for asking. I do. I have I've made some progress on the body of my Modern Art pullover, and this is the cover sweater from the Art of Circular Yokes which we reviewed ages ago. And I'm knitting it in Magpie Fibers Swanky DK in the Bougie Beaver colorway. And this is for the hashtag MagpieBeaverLong 2021. And this is a beautiful rose gold color.
It is gorgeous, and it matches the gorgeous bag that I want to steal.
Yes. It has a project bag that Genevieve is...
obsessed.
Coveting?
Yes. Thank you. That's a great word for it. And can I gush about how fantastic our knitting group is for just a hot minute?
Yes.
Go on.
So I was lamenting on how the new Ravelry changes are making me carsick, and it's really unpleasant for me to work on. And how it's a real shame because I want a place to share my project pages because I do a lot of changes and adaptations, especially because we talk about it on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
If this was just you and me hanging out, knitting in a house, your house, my house, anywhere,
mm-hmm.
this wouldn't be a big deal because I could just keep track of it on my computer or in a place where I'm the only one who accesses it, right?
Yep.
But because we do the podcast, because people are interested in the changes, because if they knit something, I wanted it to be searchable and like a Ravelry project page, but without the car sickness.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the members of our knitting group said, why don't you set up a template in Google Docs and then put it in a folder in your... I'll explain this in a second because Mom's making slightly worried eyebrows at me. And then make a public folder on your Google Drive. Hmm. So you can only see the stuff that's in that folder publicly. And then have your project pages in there with all the things it needs. So instead of making it not searchable, because it's really hard to find projects in the show notes. When I tried to do that, I tried to have project pages that were on our blog. But instead, it's searchable in the Google Drive. So if you're looking for one project out of I don't know how many, you can do that. And the template means you're not typing project name, yardage, yarn, size, like you have, like you would have had in Ravelry. And you mm-hmm. can put the photos on the other side. So I have it set up in two columns. So you can have the photos on one side and the information on the other. Mm. And the template is shareable. Mm. And I'll link to that along with our Google Drive folders for our project pages, and those are going to go in every episode's show notes. So if you just want to click through to our project pages, you won't run the risk of tripping over a Ravelry link. And if the pattern is only available on Ravelry, then obviously it'll be labeled as such in the within the body of the project page. But this way you can see the photos and the notes and the etc. of each project. And we don't have to continue linking to Ravelry for mm-hmm. older projects. And it was such a brilliant fix. It did take me almost an hour and a half yesterday to figure out how to do this. And then I kept sending links to a friend because I was like, can you see it now? How about now? How about now?
How about now?
Exactly. So that was kind of obnoxious. But I might make a tutorial on how to do this, but I'll definitely share the template because you can save the template to your own Google Drive and then just work. When you start a new document, you can use the template.
When you start a new project.
Yeah. And that way, it's already ready to go. You just put in the pertinent information, and you can access it from your phone. The only bummer on this is that I haven't figured out how to drop pictures from Flickr into it, because some of the pictures on the patterns are so old that they're not on my phone
mm-hmm.
or easily searchable. So.
What about you take them again? Don't you still have, like, this stuff?
The stuff. Well, I mean, I could take pictures of you in your sweater, but like the in-progress pictures and things like that. And what I really like is when I take pictures of you a year after I finish the project and you're still wearing it, you look very different in it.
Yeah.
So that's part of the...
Can't you just copy and paste my face on?
Oh my goodness. This kid. I tell you.
Too tech savvy already.
By half.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was really excited about that. Because this is a way that we can continue to share our project information
mm-hmm.
and keep people safe until there is something similar. But that way we're not beholden to trying to find something that's going to drive us bananas while we're doing show notes so you can still see what we're doing.
Or making us sick.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm really excited about that. We will link to that along with everything else we talk about in today's episode in the show notes. Is that it for your...
Yes,
all right, let's move on. But first, a quick word from our sponsors, When was the last time your knitting yarn was a work of art? Infinite Twist produces one-of-a-kind semi-solid gradients featuring speckles, highlights, lowlights, and gorgeous color transitions. From 700-yard giant gradients to 200-yard matching sock sets, Infinite Twist gradients will hold your interest from cast-on to bind-off. See the currently available gradients at infinitetwist.com or be the first to know when new colors are posted by signing up for our newsletter at infinitetwist.com/newsletter-signup. You can find links to Infinite Twist along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes. Genevieve, darling, what's had you in stitches this week?
Well, not very much stuff since it is on the bridge of summer.
Mm-hmm.
A few things, though. It is pretty chilly in the mornings and occasionally on the weekend if it rains.
Mm-hmm.
So I wore my zebra socks on Friday?
Yeah.
I think. But I wore them, and if anybody doesn't know what those are, they are
the Genevieve tube sock pattern.
Yeah, and they look like zebra stripes, and they go up to my
mid-thigh.
And they're gorgeous, and Gramsci made them for me. Thank you, Gramsci.
How do they feel?
You're welcome. I love
They feel great, and well, they're very comfortable on cold mornings when you're like, I'm cold. My feet are cold. I want something knit. Hey, how about my zebra socks that are conveniently in my drawer?
Perfect.
I've also been wearing I've been wearing my Olivia hat every morning to school.
Mm-hmm.
Because actually, 80% of your body heat goes out your head, right?
It's either 80 or 20. I can't remember which side of that equation.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. A lot of your body heat is lost through your head.
And if you keep it warm, you lose less.
That's right.
So I've been wearing that to school every day, and it's kind of a light. It's the exact color of Olivia the Pig, which is a very light pink with a splash of light brown in it.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like a light pink pig got into some dirt.
Okay.
And last, I wore my beanie once during the morning. I was just like, my head is cold.
Mm-hmm.
And I was too tired to form words, so I was just like, walk over to the cabinet, pick up the hat, beanie, put it on, I'm done.
Nice. Well, sometimes it's convenient to have your stuff located where you can just grab it and put it on. Mm-hmm. And put it away when you're done, right?
Right.
Right. Gramsci, what's had you in stitches this week?
So right now, I'm wearing my flannel skirt from the clothing construction class.
Skirt or shirt?
Shirt.
Okay.
And I also wore the seersucker camp shirt, short sleeves, same pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And
which color is that?
It's kind of grayish, bluish, and white.
Okay, you'll have to show me because I don't remember seeing you in it.
I wore it the other day at your house. It's not memorable.
Okay.
And
isn't that why we sew? To make numb. Sorry, continue.
I wore nightshirts that I made myself and posted on Instagram ages ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I wore my A-line skirt from my beginning clothing construction class.
Excellent.
My sister was asking about the skirt that I cut. And I think I have fabric for 5 more of these skirts because they are so comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't have a waistband.
To cut into your belly.
To cut into my belly. And it's comfortable.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yes. So it is a wear all the time stuff without looking schlubby.
And what are you celebrating this month?
Me Made May.
Me Made May. Hashtag Me Made May.
What have you been wearing?
I, as Genevieve mentioned, it's been brisk in the mornings. So I wore my Carly one morning, and I wore the Odds and Ends cardigan, which was a test knit for Tina Say. And that pattern is due out, I think, in like a month or so. It was a really fun one. I've already turned in all my paperwork and done my photos and all that good stuff. I actually wore my Odds and Ends cardigan the day I was photographing it. And I wore my $27 sweater, which I think is coming out in about a month as well. This is the Bernie Sanders mitten meme-inspired sweater. And I did my photo shoot with Sam's girlfriend assisted eyebrows. Me with the they're not creepy, they're authentic. They are merino Corriedale eyebrows. Thank you. And it was really fun to go around the neighborhood and kind of, it's not guerrilla art because I'm not leaving the art places. I am making art in the neighborhood without permission. So if they had, if somebody had a seat or a chair, or in one case, an abandoned chair or a rock that's large enough.
Couch?
To, yeah, but the abandoned couch. I sat on it and I did the meme pose and a grumpy face. And my friend took pictures and it was really fun. But also by the time we were done taking the pictures, I was so hot because it's a worsted weight sweater. But on top of that, the yoke is doubled because of the ferrule. Mm. So at the warmest part of my body, I have twice as much worsted weight wool. In the wintertime, it will be delightful. It'll be great to wear. On a day where it's edging up to 80-ish degrees, it is not excellent. So that is what I wore this week. That, I think, is it for In Stitches. Shall we move on to the next segment?
Yes.
But first, a quick word from our sponsors. Carry your creativity with Erin Lane Bags. Whether you show your fiber fandom with the Woolly Wonder Sheepleverse or dive into history with the Curiosities Collection, our Project Bags totes and hook and needle organizers are at the ready to keep your hobby happy. You can find links to Erin Lane along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes. Mom and Genevieve, what events are we participating in and attending? No, we're not attending yet.
So the Knit Girls Fail Along is ongoing.
Stash Dash in May is hosted in other places besides Ravelry, and I think they're hosting it in Discord.
Obviously, you can use the hashtag on all the social medias, though.
Yes.
All right. What's next, Mom?
Summer Olympics 2020 will begin on Friday, July 23rd.
Tour de Fleece in July. It starts
Saturday.
Saturday, June 6th.
26th.
2021. And it ends Sunday, July 18th, 2021.
That's it. And who's going to win Stash Dash this year?
It's a special somebody. It's my mom.
Okay, good. For a second, I thought you were turning to Team Boston Jen.
No.
Well, good. All right. So one more exciting thing that I'll be doing this week. On Friday, May 21st, from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, I will be doing an interview with Kel from Fiber World. And it's going to be on Instagram Live so that we can talk about virtual fiber festivals and just kind of hang out for a bit and chat. I adore Kel. They are excellent people, and I'm really looking forward to getting to spend a little bit of time with them. So that is it for events. Let's move on to the next segment.
For Mother Knows Best, I have a sage word of advice for you. Know your own strength. Jasmine Lovey, what happened?
Please. Use my formal name, Lady Hulk.
Lady Hulk.
So I might have mentioned that I was working on a sweater on size zero needles. And I don't often use wooden needles anyway because I tend to bend them mm-hmm. because of how I hold my needles and also, you know, Lady Hulk strength. But I managed to bend the daylights out of one set of size zero steel circular needles. Just no mercy. I can't wait to transfer them because I have a set of Chow Goos coming in the mail. Those seem to hold up to my stress levels better than steel, apparently. Stronger than a locomotive.
Maybe you should have vibranium instead.
Vibranium knitting needles. I think you're onto something.
Yeah.
Agree.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, obviously, that's clearly where we're going with these things.
Would we need to import them from Wakanda?
Definitely. Yes. Definitely. They would probably have some other powers, like not letting you start a sweater without swatching or something. Like they run to the other side of the room. They stick themselves in your ball of yarn until you swatch. But anyway, Wakanda forever. But I didn't realize how badly the needles were bent until I went to do something and I realized that my left needle, the one where I just casually hold my knitting, was stick straight, whereas my right hand needle was, it's curved now. So when I transfer the needles, I'm going to show, yeah, it's pretty bad. But I thought, you know, for now, this is manageable, but it's probably not going to hold up too well. It's so bad. I've never done anything like this before.
You will show me as soon as we get back.
When we get back to the house, I will show you right away. Of course.
So, talking about bent needles,
mm-hmm.
you were asking me about bending needles, sewing needles.
Oh, yeah, like surgical needles.
Yes. And what were you going to use them for?
Repairing toys.
So,
visible mending on stuff that possibly invisible, probably visible, but upholstery as well, because I have a couple of things where I don't think it'll be comfortable to mend it as is.
So you can buy upholstery needles that are already bent.
All right, I will do some Googling and see where I can do the purchasing of that.
I think Joanne's should have them.
All right.
So, yeah.
Well, then you can go pick them up.
Or that.
Mom is dying to run some errands now that she's vaccinated and outside of the window.
Yes.
So now she can run all the errands. She told me she's excited about going grocery shopping. So I can't tell you how excited I am that she's excited about grocery shopping. But anyway, so that is my bent size zero. I thought that steel would hold up better than it has. But then again, I have never knit a sweater on zeros before. And certainly not a color work one where I'm managing two colors in a row.
I think it would help hold up much better than aluminum.
Well, yeah. Yes. We'll see. We'll find out. We'll see what needles can stand the test of these muscles. These gobras.
And I've managed to bend my size one.
Your wooden ones, right?
Bamboo.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
So.
Bamboo's grass, though, Mom. It's not steel.
You should probably post a photo of the wrecked knitting needles.
I probably will. I probably will.
I'll remind you of that.
So, when it comes to your knitting, know your own strength. Let's move on to the next segment. But first, a word from our sponsors. Are you feeling disgruntled about your stash? Are you browsing Insta ham looking for inspiration? Is color kind of a pig deal in your life? Oink Pigments offers over 140 pig to perfect colorways to make you squeal with delight. For a limited time only, bring home the bacon with code KNITMORE and get 15% off in-stock yarns and fibers at oinkpigments.com. Shop soon because these pigs will fly. You can find links to Oink Pigments along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes.
It's when knitting attacks!
So last week, I complained that I lost one of my flexi flips.
One of your Addy Turbo flexi flips.
Oh, yes. And I looked all over my house and couldn't find them.
Quick question. Did you bend them? Have you bent your flexi flips
yet?
They're
flippy.
Asking for a friend.
They're flippy. So Genevieve found them.
She did. Where did you find Gramsy's knitting needle?
Which one?
The one that you delivered last week.
You actually found
this one.
Oh, it was in the couch. It was in the couch. So every week, we... One moment, please, while I walk you through what a day in the life at the Knitmores looks like. So every Friday, we have a bubble family dinner. Everyone in our family bubble comes to dinner at my house. And part of that is afterwards we watch Drag Race or whatever Marvel show, if it's currently going. And everyone piles on the big couch. Did we talk about... We talked about the weird 70s couches on one of the lives we did this last weekend. Not on the podcast. I'm sorry, friends. I have a memory like me. I can't remember where I said something, but I know I said it somewhere. So anyway, we take the couch covers off because we have couch covers because we have children and dogs.
And then we wash them and then put them back on.
So when I was stripping the couch... Your needle popped out. So the couch covers are, they didn't come with the couch. We bought them on probably Amazon because that's where we find things sometimes. And we tuck them into the edges of the couch so that they're nice and snug, and they kind of follow the shape and they don't slide around. And Mom's knitting needle just went pop out of the edge of the couch.
And they went into the load?
No, it didn't go in the load. I pulled it off and I put it on the sideboard, and then I sent it over with you to deliver to Gramsci's.
So I technically didn't find it, you did.
I did, but it was in the couch, and I'm glad it was not a pokey or needle.
I was at school that day.
Yeah, you were.
And no wonder I couldn't find them anywhere in my house.
Correct. They were not in your house. It's like the last time you sent me on a hunt for black-eyed peas.
A wild goose chase.
That too. The hunt for the wild, elusive, flexi-flip?
Yes.
Genevieve, do you have any knitting attacks?
Yeah, I have one. It's not exactly knitting, it's weaving.
That'll work.
So, while I was weaving, I don't know how this happened, but both of my
shuttles,
somehow I wove them over my weaving and then through.
Hmm.
I don't know how it happened, but I'm impressed with myself.
I made such a mess of it. I am so good at learning.
Yeah. Anyway, I got to the point where it just looked like a... So I had gotten one of them out. It was the purples and blues. And
So not the sparkly one, the other one?
Yeah. So I'd gotten one of them out. The other one, though, the sparkly blue, it looked like a giant ball stuck on... So it had looped around two of the... What are they called?
The warp threads?
Two of the warp threads, which is a odd number. Not an actual odd number, but...
An unusual number?
Yeah, just two. But, so it got to the point where it was just a tiny little ball that was barely seeable. So I did it enough. So eventually it got to the point where it was just crisscross.
Just one crisscross?
Just one. It still was really tricky, though. I asked my father for help. It was so hard.
Was he able to help you?
Yeah, he actually fixed it.
Yeah.
But...
He's good at that.
He's a good problem solver.
I don't know how I managed to do that. It was bizarre.
Would you like me to tell you?
Yes.
Okay. So your shuttles were resting on top of your loom, right? And then they slid off. And then whoever picked it up ran it underneath and put them back on top.
Oh.
Or just picked them up and dropped them on top. And it might have been going the other way. Yeah.
Makes sense.
It's really important to put our things away because...
I did put it away.
Okay. Well, it's almost ready for hem stitching, isn't it?
Almost.
And then you'll have a new scarf?
Half a hand's worth.
Half a hand's worth? Well, let's take a look at it when I get home. Because I actually don't think you can weave anymore on it. There's a certain limit as to how much you can weave.
We'll find that out in the future.
We'll update you on that in next week's episode. Right?
Right.
All right. Is that it?
Yep.
Let's move on to the next segment.
But first, a word from our sponsors. Have you ever had to frog because you forgot a step several rows back? Or lost your spot because you dropped your magnet board, or lost track with your highlighter tape? Instead of wrestling with paper, use a Knit Companion app. It keeps you on track so you can knit more and frog less. Knit Companion works with all your patterns and is available for Apple, Android, and Kindle Fire devices. You can find links to Knit Companion along with everything else we've talked about in the show notes.
It's summer. Fiber event training time. These fiber events aren't for the weak. They're not for the faint of heart. You have to be prepared to train and work and sweat, and that's what we're here to do. We're here to get you in shape for the Tour de Fleece and the Panathenic Games. Are you down with that? Are you going to be a part of Team Sasquatch? Then let's get started. All right, for week two of our combined training for both the Tour de Fleece and the Panathenic Games, we're going to be using the hashtag Panathenit, which you can find in the show notes. And for week two, we are going to buy/unearth materials. So this week, so that you have time to, if your local yarn shop is offering in-person shopping, you can do that. If they're doing curbside, you can do that. Or if you're in a situation where you need to order it and have it shipped to you, you still have enough time to get it if you order it this week. Or alternatively, if you need a week to go through your stash and all the various places that you may have squirreled your fiber and or yarn away, this is a great time to pull that together and have it all in one place. That includes needles if you're knitting a project for the Panathenic Games, or getting your spinning together if you're going to spin for that, or things like that. If you need to get more bobbins for your spinning wheel, this is the time.
Or find your hand spindle.
Exactly. All of those things. So that is week two. Let's move on to the next segment. This week, I am so excited to announce something that I have been looking forward to announcing for ages.
What?
Rex learned to knit this week.
Ooh.
He told me on the walk home from school when we were dropping Genevieve off on Monday that he wanted to learn how to knit. And I said, okay, well, what color do you want? And he said, red, because red is his favorite color. Mm-hmm. And so I dug out some very, very old stash in red. And I found some needles that were appropriately sized that just happened to be in the living room, some straight needles. They're mm-hmm. bone knitting needles from Lissy's.
Oh,
from a trip. Yeah, I know.
How fancy.
Yes, but they're also shorter. They're like 10 yes. inches, so they're not too long. Because Genevieve was at school, we couldn't ask if we could take some of her kid needles from Brittany. And he knows the rhyme. And
which rhyme? One?
Once through the window, peek around back. But I'm thinking of doing a Godzilla variant for him because that's what he's super into.
Well, what's the end of the rhyme?
Stab him, choke him, drab him, drop, drag him, drop them.
Too violent. But like, think like, I don't know. I'll get to it. And then I'll share the Godzilla variant with all the listeners. But it's really exciting that now, and he wanted to know if he could be a Knitmore girl. Because aww. I may have fired him from the company. He told me he hated the Knitmore girls, and I said, that's fine, you're fired. You can't work for the company if you hate the company. And he came back to me, and after he learned to knit, he said, can I be unfired? And I said, absolutely. So, but I said, you can't say you hate the Knitmore girls anymore. So that's our agreement. We have a non-disparagement agreement with all our employees. So anyway, that's my knits in space this week. It's super exciting, and I'm hoping to share more of Rex's knitting and perhaps a little bit of Rex discussing his knitting later. Let's move on to the next segment. This week for Straw into Gold, I wanted to take time to do something that has been bothering me for the last 2 weeks, which was to replace the drive band on my Shacked Reeves Saxony wheel. And it's been sitting there, and the drive band got tangled up because somebody with small hands, I'm not pointing any fingers, but it was 100% Rex, was messing with the wheel, and the drive band got tangled and tangled and tangled until the friction popped it.
Mm.
And the way I do my drive bands is I sew through two layers of the Japanese twine. Kitchen twine,
mm-hmm.
and then I pull it tight together with a type of like friendship bracelet knot. And there's a tutorial on our Instagram on the stories part where you've got saved stories where I show you how I do it. And it's really nice because it's quiet. It doesn't make a like a knot does.
Yeah, and that's annoying.
The only problem with this is it's tedious to do. But it lasts a good long time, and it's quiet, and it's well worth it for the spinning experience. So I did that, and I oiled the wheel. And one of the best parts of having small people in the house is that when you find a noise and you can't find the source of the noise, they have young little bodies to climb on the floor and see where the noise is coming from. So my treadles need to be oiled because Mom also discovered that one part was chattery. Mm-hmm. And with a slight adjustment, it went from being slightly chattery to being lovely and smooth and just that whoosh. Calming whoosh of a Saxony wheel.
Mm-hmm.
A large Saxony wheel.
Yes.
It takes a lot of space.
It does.
Yeah. I hadn't used it in a while, and I wanted to get it back up to speed and just spinning on it because my Tour de Fleece goal is just to spin every single day.
It looks rather Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, it's very Sleeping Beauty.
It is.
So that is drive bands, dusting, and oiling that I have done, and a little bit of spinning too. All right, let's move on to the next segment.
So, Grimsy, how are your classes going?
So, my classes at Kanyada continue, and the classes are recorded. However, I heard that after the last day of classes, it kind of disappears, so we need to get the classes on YouTube.
Okay.
And put them on the...
And download them?
Yes.
Okay.
So, the teacher taught how to apply elastic, and she taught edging techniques, and we were supposed to pick our final projects, which we did, and Jasmine ordered silk and
we did it
notions.
Together. We did it together.
Yeah, I said that a one,
mm-hmm.
And Jasmine said, okay. And so what I did, I took the pattern, unfolded it out of the itty-bitty paper sleeve,
mm-hmm.
And it was kind of, it had all these fold lines, so I took it and put it on dry, ironed it. Put the iron on dry and ironed it. And so that was much better and not crumply. And then I took my examining room paper,
mm-hmm.
And copied the pieces that I needed. Can I say what I'm making?
Absolutely.
You asked for a teddy.
A slip. It's not a teddy. Isn't a teddy different? I think we have different ideas of what teddies are.
We can figure it out.
A slip is like a dress. A teddy is like shorts attached to a camisole.
Mine's not shorts.
Mine's
shorts?
Yeah.
Ugh, boo. All right. I'll still wear it. It'll be lovely.
So
it's silk organza, and it's freaking gorgeous.
It's not organza. It's silk charmeuse.
It's silk charmeuse, and it's freaking gorgeous.
So last time I cut up a pattern, it didn't work well because I did something wrong, so I didn't cut
up into the paper pattern, yeah.
I traced it. And then I took the big plastic sheet that I had copied the master pattern onto and checked the pattern against the fashion pattern. I checked it against your pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't quite sure. Something looked off. And the teacher said, the reason it's off is you have a dart in the master pattern that you don't have in
on the paper pattern.
On the paper pattern. And she suggested I make a muslin.
Mm-hmm.
So I still have some of the bolt of muslin that we bought earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And I will make a muslin to try that on you and see how that works.
Okay.
And I told her I wasn't about to hack into fabric that they bought for, $25 a yard?
Mm-hmm. It's good quality fabric. It's silk charmeuse.
Yeah. So, and she asked us what we learned from this class.
Mm-hmm.
And after the first 5 students, I kind of was...
Me-tooing?
They had said everything already.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, so what did I learn from this class? I'm learning to sew with expensive fabric.
Mm-hmm. Not saving it for the Pope?
I can't remember the last time or if ever I bought fabric. Yes, I do remember bathing suit fabric.
Yeah.
And I didn't hack into that either.
No.
So, yeah, and sewing with lace. And some of the classmates said that they had never worked with lace before,
mm-hmm.
And they're all into that. So now this week, my project is to work on this garment,
mm-hmm.
And get it done by next week because it's due.
Well, I'm excited to be the recipient of this garment.
And I'm going to make a slip for myself.
Mm-hmm.
But First, I'm going to make the one thing for you.
Oh, I'm excited. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Alrighty, is that it?
It looks like we come to the end of our seam.
This week, we'd like to thank Knit Companion, Erin Lane Bags, Infinite Twist, Oink Pigments, our supporters, but most importantly, you, our listeners. Absolutely everything, and I mean everything we've talked about in this week's episode, can be found at the show notes, which are located at knitmoregirlspodcast.com. You can send any comments, questions, or feedback to me, Jasmine, J-A-S-M-I-N, at knitmoregirlspodcast.com.
Or me, Gigi, G-I-G-I, at knitmoregirlspodcast.com.
You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Spotify Podcasts, Pandora Podcasts, and pretty much everywhere as Knitmore Girls. If you're enjoying the podcast, feel free to leave us a nice review or a 5-star rating on iTunes. Remember,
this is Genevieve,
Jasmine,
and Gigi,
telling you to knit more.